The Trustees of Reservations, a member-supported nonprofit conservation organization that preserves land, nature, and historic places in the Commonwealth of Massachusetts. They join us this morning to tell about their wonderful efforts. Their annual Home Sweet Home Historic Open House Day happens May 19th. That's this Saturday. It's their fifth year opening up their historic homes for free for a special day of tours, workshops, activities, and refreshments. And this year's theme is The Art of the Garden. Inspiration grows here. To tell us more, we welcome engagement managers for the trustees, Andrea Calori and Margaret Moulton. Andrea, Margaret, thank you very much for being with us. A great pleasure to have you on the program.
Likewise. Thank you very much.
Thank you. Let me already correct something that I screwed up. It's Sunday, not Saturday. Right?
That's right. It's May 19th.
May 19th.
Saturday from 10 to 4.
Now, I have the 19th. Is that right?
Yep.
That should be right,
now,
yeah.
Now, see, I'm looking at the August calendar. That's why I'm getting messed up. All right. Saturday the 19th. Well, we've started off great, haven't we?
Got me nervous. I thought maybe I planned
the wrong day. You're fine. It's all me. So the annual Home Sweet Home Historic Open House Day happens this Saturday, May 19th. There we go. That's the official. That's the official announcement. Now, tell us about the 10 sites. How did this all come to be? Because when you open house, this gives people an opportunity. It's your fifth year opening up these homes. Why is that important? Why is that special? And what has that done over the last 5 years?
Well, the trustees has a variety of historic houses that we preserve the stories of. And I think that this event really, it's just a special one. It's an opportunity for us to showcase these great properties to the public and give them access to them. And we always choose a theme. So this year, you already mentioned the theme of the gardens. And we have a lot of beautiful ornamental gardens throughout the state that we get to showcase at this event.
We're lucky. We work in the Berkshires. So Andrea plans the Northern Berkshires. I plan the Southern Berkshires. And we have 4 of the 10 houses right now. We have the William Cullen Bryant Homestead in Cummington, technically not the Berkshires.
Pretty close.
Namkeag, which is in Stockbridge, and also the Mission House in Stockbridge, and then the Ashley House down in Sheffield. So it spans pre-revolutionary history to the Gilded Age.
Yeah.
And it's really an opportunity for people to come and see the gardens and also to wander through the houses. All the houses have guides in them, and some are giving specifically guided tours. Others, there will be knowledgeable guides in each room, and you walk through and can ask questions, et cetera.
Yeah, it's an opportunity to experience the history of Western Massachusetts, which is really fun. We have some really great objects in the houses as well, and really fun stories about the people who lived there. So it's a great event for that.
Okay, so how did the trustees come to be, and ultimately, how did they come to pick up these particular homes and the importance of doing that?
Well, the trustees was started 127 years ago by a visionary landscape architect named Charles Elliott. And he really saw that open space that was publicly accessible was disappearing quickly, even then. So he created this organization with a group of like-minded thinkers, and they have, over time, acquired 116 properties. It's not all historic homes. It's a lot of open space. Monument Mountain is a trustee's property. Bartholomew's Cobble in Sheffield is a national natural landmark and also a trustee's property. So a lot of what we do is preserving the landscape, and we think of it as stewarding the landscape, not owning it, but managing it and taking care of it and making it accessible. So our job as engagement managers, we don't plan weddings, we plan programs to get people to our properties. Our job is to get people to the properties and get engaged in the idea of conservation and preservation through doing really fun, educational, entertaining programs.
Is this a set list of properties? I mean, has this been the same list for however many years, or have there been additions?
It does continue to grow. So actually, the first historic house that the trustees acquired was the Bryan Homestead in Cummington, and that was in 1929. So over the years, more properties have been added, and it's grown to span the entire state, not just Western Massachusetts.
So when it comes to the mission of the trustees, what kind of properties are there? I mean, I understand the mission, I understand the overall mission, but as far as adding these, of what you'd be looking for, what you're trying to say, of what it is about a property that makes it something that the trustees would be interested in working with.
A lot of them are iconic properties. Monument Mountain is an incredibly iconic property. Farther east, Appleton Farms is one of the longest fully working farms. So taking on these places, we're preserving those. We have working farms, we have agricultural lands, we have landscaped and urban gardens. A lot of urban gardens in Boston are managed by the trustees and kept alive and got people coming in and learning about gardening in Boston.
Who owns the properties?
The trustees.
You own the properties. Okay.
We do.
So you have the final say on everything that goes on there.
Well, the board of trustees.
Well, I know. I didn't mean you two. I meant but the trustees as a whole.
But yeah, so that's for example, right. Home Sweet Home is one of these examples where it's a statewide initiative that the organization has created for the different historic houses that we have. And so we plan the day together.
One of the things, people often think that we're a state-funded organization, and we're not. We're completely member-funded and donor-funded. So we're not owned or run by the state of Massachusetts. It's the oldest private nonprofit land conservancy in the United States.
When it comes to the actual, I guess I'm interested in what the, we have this Home Sweet Home opening on Saturday, as I mentioned. But then the properties are open throughout the year for throughout the summer?
Yeah, there's, so it depends on the property, but most of them have a pretty robust summer season. They open in April and they go through until about Christmas time. Again, it depends on the property. We have a Nordic ski center that's obviously open in the winter time. But
at Namkeag, we're actually this winter going to experiment with an illuminations program. We're going to put lights through the garden and in the trees and throughout the landscape, and people will be able to walk through the gardens between Thanksgiving and New Year's at nighttime. So it's an experiment, and we're really excited about it. But usually we shut down at the end of October.
Right.
So we're trying to extend that. It's a magical place in the winter, and we'd really like to be able to make it accessible to people. So this is a way we're trying to do that.
People start to hibernate come October. It gets cold.
Although they come out for sugaring season in
March. Oh, sure they do. They come out for sugaring season. They'll go out for the lights. They'll go out for the holiday. Sure.
They will. They'll go out for, at Bartholomew's Cobble, we have hot toddy hikes. And they will walk up to the top of Hurlburt Hill in 10-degree temperature.
For booze? Sure.
And a fire at the top.
Of course.
It's so much fun to stand out there under the stars with a fire roaring and a hot toddy in your hand.
Now, what is it about – this sort of harkens back to an earlier question, but is there a commonality in these properties, similarity? I mean, you said iconic, but something within the properties that makes them very similar.
Yeah, I think some of our properties, they always have some cultural significance. So, for example, the Bryant Homestead was the childhood home and later summer residence of William Cullen Bryant, who is really considered the father of American poetry. He was editor of the New York Evening Post, really a proponent of the public parks movement in New York City, introduced Lincoln to the Republican Party. So generally, our properties, our cultural sites have a compelling story that's a part of both our regional cultural identity, but also at large. So that's one example. Yeah.
When you think of these, the properties, do you have number? I mean, I don't need specifics, but how many people visit each season?
At Namkeag, we open in mid-April, and we basically close down after Columbus Day, except for these special programs. We have a lot of Halloween programs, but we're only open for that. We get upwards of 25,000 visitors a year. I mean, one of the things that's cool about Namkeag that I try to impress people with is it's not a one-and-done property. You don't go take a tour with your out-of-town visitors and then don't come back for 3 hours or 3 years. We have things that you could be there all day long. We have a music series every Thursday night throughout the summer. We have art workshops. We're expanding this year to really telling the story. It was a family summer residence, but it was a year-round working farm that fed the family in New York and in the Berkshires. So we're expanding to pull in that farm story this year in a way that makes it a property that's interesting to people beyond a historic home.
And that's why people are going for that history, but also to see another time and another place.
Yeah,
right?
Just to experience the place. I think one of the things I love doing at the homestead is we have these, we just had our Mother's Day tea, for example. And so it's an opportunity for people just to sit in the dining room and be in the historic home. You know, they're not necessarily getting the history or the story, but just being able to experience a place, I think, is really special for folks. And that's why we plan not just a regular tours, but also a variety of public programs that speak to different interests. So people get to just spend time there, which is really fun.
For at Namkeag, we're really interested in getting families comfortable. I think a lot of families think, oh, historic home, I can't take my children there. And we're really trying to make it a place where they feel comfortable and welcome. So, for instance, we have nature playgroups starting in June and in July, where we don't plan a lot in advance. We let the weather and the seasonality sort of determine what we're going to do. And we might wander through the gardens and pick a rainbow of flower petals and then actually create a rainbow in the grass with the kids. So they just see what's there. Maybe we wander down through the creek and we look at, literally look under rocks. We see what's there. We make little boats for the fountains. But it gets families to the property in a way that they feel comfortable and interested.
And know that it's there, too, mm-hmm. that it's a resource.
Because parents are worried about their kid going in and breaking a vase that they have to replace that's worth $40,000.
Yeah, that's it's always a consideration, of course.
Just saying.
No,
that's a concern.
We encourage them to take the barn tour if they're not comfortable taking the house tour.
I mean, playing with the petals is fine, but you know, yeah.
Well, yeah. I mean, so of course, you know, with your house, there's always a collection that you're considering and worrying about. But that's why, you know, as engagement managers, we think about experiences that still provide families and kids the opportunity to be at the house in a place where maybe they're not going to, you know, into something. And we also, you know, we purchase like reproduction historic toys, for example, at the homestead, so kids can play with 19th century style toys, but you know, they're not using like any of our antiques.
Got it. Yeah.
But we have a curator who deals with the Western Region historic homes, Mark Wilson, and he and the trustees have an amazing attitude of like, yeah, let's let people handle
Absolutely.
History. So he, last year we set up a family tour at Namkeag, and he allowed us to literally unmake the bed. Look at this mattress. What do you think it's made of? You know, put your hand on it, press on it. Why do you think they have so many sheets? You know, really, like, let the kids sort of pull apart history, and they love it.
It is wonderful.
And it's tangible. Not a lot of curators will encourage that sort of hands-on experience.
Well, the open house, the Home Sweet Home Historic Open House Day is on May 19th. To find out about all of the properties and what's going on, just go to thetrustees.org, thetrustees.org, a wonderful website there, and you'll find out everything you need to know. Andrea and Margaret, I thank you very much for sharing with us this morning. Have a great afternoon or a great day on Saturday, and thank you very much for being with us.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Again, thetrustees.org. You're listening to The Roundtable on WAMC.